Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A Rock Island mother is facing a felony charge for falsely claiming that her child was abducted when a group of teenagers stole her car earlier this month. Police Chief Timothy McLeod said Thursday that Princess Olunga knowingly hid her daughter Blessing at home while police searched the area for nearly 9 hours on January 16th.
This was, by all accounts, an intentional deception that wasted the time and resources of six local law enforcement agencies, the Illinois State Police, the FBI, and the federal marshals.
Several teenagers were arrested for stealing the car, but McLeod says it is unclear why Olunga claimed her daughter was missing. Rock Island police are now searching for Olunga, who is charged with filing a false police report. The Iowa House of Representatives has passed a bill that would block the construction of a new casino in Cedar Rapids. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports.
Both the House and the Senate have introduced a bill proposing a moratorium on new casino licenses until 2030. Republican Representative Bobby Kaufman of Wilton introduced the bill last week. It's moving quickly ahead of the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission's February 6th decision on whether to grant Linn County a casino license. Those opposed say legislators should step back and let the commission do its job. Kaufman disagrees.
I think the studies show significant cannibalism is very real. And I do believe we are in the correct purview to tell the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission how they should make major decisions. We created them. We changed the rules on a nearly yearly basis. A ruling of this significance, I believe, should have us electeds involvement.
The bill passed 68-31. A similar bill was approved in the Senate Local Government Committee. The Senate may vote on the bill next week. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
U.S. Senator Dick Durbin cast doubt on President Trump's nominee for FBI director during his confirmation hearing on Thursday before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The Illinois Democrat portrayed former U.S. Attorney Chris Patel as a Trump lackey who has vowed to persecute the president's political enemies.
During the time I've served on this committee, I've had the opportunity to consider four FBI director nominations. Each one was a Republican, and I voted for all of them. Mr. Patel has neither the experience, temperament, nor the judgment to lead an agency of 38,000 agencies and 400 field offices around the globe.
Meanwhile, the committee's Republican chairman, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, claimed Patel would restore public trust in the FBI. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he does not support some changes to state pensions that unions are asking for. WBEZ's Alex Degnan has details.
State pension benefits have to be at least as good as Social Security, and right now, Tier 2 benefits aren't. One proposal to address that would make the plans compliant and cost roughly $5 billion over the next 20 years. A legislative analysis found another, backed by unions, could cost an additional $30 billion over that same time due to increased benefits. Pritzker says lawmakers should not be focused on pension sweeteners right now.
To me, those are two categories of things. They're really not the same topic, if you ask me. So one is a requirement. If we don't fix our system to meet that Social Security minimum, it will cost taxpayers in Illinois far more than it should.
Pritzker says he won't sign a pension fix that's, quote, credit negative. I'm Alex Degman.
The Quad Cities Environmental Film Series continues this weekend with a focus on plastic pollution at the Figge Art Museum in Davenport. Director Chris Langer's documentary Ripples of Plastic unpacks the effects of plastics in the Great Lakes ecosystem and on human health. Langer says industries often only focus on visible plastic piling up on beaches or floating in the ocean.
The research is showing that microplastics is now breaking into nanoplastics, and that is thinner than a piece of hair. Is getting into our bloodstreams, getting into our lungs through different ways. It's really difficult when the plastic continues to break down in smaller and smaller pieces.
The local nonprofit River Action is programming the environmental film series. Its next documentary starts at 3 p.m. Sunday at the Figge. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.